sister Barbara Howard. I mean, I have a jambula go. Hallelujah, no more God. See what we have to come in. I'm a bugger go. The other day, I have a bugger go. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
All right, so good to be with you today. And we just appreciate the fact that God has allowed us to come to your great country. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're here in Mozambique. God is sending a word to you. God is inviting you to be partakers of the marriage supper of the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the title of my thought today will be
Mozambique.
God is inviting you to eat the marriage supper. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now in the 19th chapter of the book of Revelation, it speaks there about the marriage of the Lamb. And it speaks of the marriage supper. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So we all like to eat, don't we? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God is inviting you, and along with all the rest of us, that's called to be the bride of Christ in this hour. To eat the marriage supper of the Lamb together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then he tells us in the word about a little book he has given us.
Yes, so I would do Mauza Kabuku.
And he says, take it and eat it up.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we're going to eat this afternoon. And the word called it a supper. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we want to read in the word of God in the 19th chapter of the book of Revelation. In verse 7.
Read
like this. Let us be glad and rejoice. And give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come. And his wife has made herself ready. And to her it was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen.
When and
white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the
saints.
And he said unto me, write. Blessed are they that are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said, these are true and faithful
saints.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now he's talking about being called to a marriage supper. Now he has called us to a marriage supper. And he provides us plenty of good food. The good word of God, and there's nothing bad. Amen.
Amen.
I will pray and ask God's blessing upon this gathering, upon the reading of the word. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come to you at this time, Lord, we've read your word in the hearing of this people. Lord, now we've done all that we can do without your anointing. But your servant Paul said our sufficiency is not of ourselves, but it's of God. Lord, I'm so glad that we found that we could lean on you and you would always help in time of need. And any time mortal man read your word to explain it, we stand in need of that anointing from thee. That we may be able to speak words that will be of a benefiting nature to your bride. So, Lord, I ask for the anointing. Not only upon me, but on the hearers of this word, you will anoint their hearts to understand. These things we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Isn't it good to be here today?
Amen.
Thank God for the shade.
Amen.
And
what I'm waiting for that Tuesday.
Amen. Amen. As we look into the Word of God, and as we've read in your hearing today, was blessed is he that is called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now Paul came and got a church engaged to Christ or introduced. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul said, I have espoused you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
Paul akutine ndakulumikizani ngati namwali kwa mamuna mmodzi Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
But the purpose of the engagement was,
koma tolinga chakulumikizika kunali,
was that there would ultimately be a marriage.
Kuti pakhale ukwati.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
So the marriage of the Lamb is taking place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when the marriage of the Lamb is taking place, which is as we speak, he promised in the Word of God that he would bring the little book down and we would have something to eat. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So he feeds his bride the marriage supper. Amen. And you've got to be predestinated to eat this little book that God gives.
Blessed
are they that are called to the
supper.
Amen. You're called to the supper. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mozambique, you're called to eat the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Mozambique.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So are we ready to eat now? Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Well, the Lord is plenty to eat.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's turn to the 10th chapter of the book of Revelation. And I'm going to read in the 10th chapter. And I'm going to begin reading in verse 8.
Tuenda verse 8.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The mighty angel come down with the book open in his hand.
Angelo ankulu anabwela ndi buku lotsegula.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now the amazing thing about the little book that the mighty angel bring down.
Somana chinthu chodabwitsa pa buku limene angelo ankulu anabweretsa.
We find in Revelation chapter 5.
Tikuona muchifunguliso chapter 5.
But that was sealed with seven seals.
Kuti nani chotsetedwa ndi zisindikizo zisanu ndi ziwiri, seven.
Amen.
Amen.
And then a voice spoke and said, "Who is worthy to take the book?"
Ndipo mawu somana namveka kuti kodi ndi ndani amene angathe kutenga buku.
It's very important. Who is worthy to take the book?
Bizofunika kwambiri ndi ndani amene angathe kutenga buku.
Well, he looked all over his head.
Akuti anayangana kumwamba konse ndipo palibe amene anatha.
Looked all over.
Anayangana padziko.
There was no man in heaven nor earth nor under.
Panalibe munthu kumwamba ndi padziko amene akanatha kutenga.
No one anywhere that was able to take the book and open it.
Palibe pena paliponse amene akanatha kutenga
buku. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But then here come a lamb, a bloody lamb.
Koma kuba kubwera mwana wa nkhosa wozalwa ndi magazi.
Amen. And one of the elders said, "The Lamb is worthy to take the book." Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
He became worthy because he died on the cross. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But the thing about it, I want you to notice.
Amen.
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 Amen. That he made a people worthy to take it also.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. There was only one worthy to begin with. Amen. It was Jesus, the Lamb of God. He was the only one to go to the Father and say, "Give me the book." He took the book. Pulled the seals off. Sent the revelation down to the seventh church age messenger. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we receive the revelation of
it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We receive the revelation of the seventh seal.
Amen.
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 Then here come the angel down to earth.
Amen.
Amen. He didn't bring it down here to keep it for himself.
Amen.
That's one thing about the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything he has, he shares it with you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Because we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So when he got the book out of the hand of the Father, he didn't get it for himself alone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But he took it for the sake of his wife.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in order for her to take it, she had to be worthy.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. And the question was asked, who is worthy to take the little
book?
At first, there was only one worthy. The mighty angel said, or one of the elders said, the lamb is worthy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the lamb was the only one that was worthy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No one else was worthy. No one else can even look at it. No one else could open the seal. Amen. It was so holy, no one else could take it. But hallelujah, there was the lamb.
Hallelujah,
Vanali, mwana wa ngosa. Hallelujah.
Church will believe exactly the same thing. Lord, that's a pulpit of the church.
The ministry and the church, they'll be of one mind and speak with one mouth.
That's right.
Hallelujah. We will no longer be tossed to and fro. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Then we can no longer be deceived. The word of God speaks of a time where that we'll reach a place in Christ, where that we'll be one with Christ. The word says he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Your life and Christ's life become the same. Your mind and Christ's mind become the same.
There's
not two minds.
Amen.
Amen. There's not one mind for Christ and another mind for the church. Because the church has the mind of Christ.
Yes.
That's right.
The church and Christ become one. We become bone of his bone, his flesh of his flesh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But before this takes place, the ministry and the church has to become one. That's the stage of it. Amen. We cannot preach the gospel as you're one and we're something else. But we preach the word, the church and the ministry is exactly the same. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Because we're united together. It's a marriage of the church and the ministry.
Hallelujah.
Will you become bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh, as we become bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Paul said that from the Garden of Eden. Quoting in the 5th chapter of the book of Ephesians. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It speaks in there about a man and woman becoming one flesh.
Amen.
Amen. Paul says this is a great mystery.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But he said, I'm speaking of Christ and the church.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The ministry represents the headship in the church.
Represents
the male part of the Christ.
Hallelujah.
But we become one with the body members. So that there's no longer any separation between the church and the bride.
Amen.
There's no longer any separation between the ministry and the church members. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 We all become one.
Yes.
Amen.
And then when we become one, he can give us his mind. We'll all think the same.
So bana bamene tikala amodzi amatipasalingaliro
lake. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He gives us one mind and one mouth.
Yeah, nani batsai pelingaliro limodzi ndi pakama pamodzi.
We'll think the same thing. We'll talk the same time. It'll be no longer we're the minister here and you just the little church. Hallelujah, but we're all one. We've been married together by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. By spiritual action of God.
mzimu mwa Mulungu.
Hallelujah. Amen. God Amen. Has put us together.
Iye wajita ife pamoja.
Amen.
Amen.
In the book of Ephesians 4.
Mubuku la Efeso chapter 4.
He said there that we have apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. For the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry. Amen.
Amen.
Until we all come together. In the unity of the Spirit. He said we'll reach the full stature of the man Jesus. We'll come to the full knowledge of the Son of God. That's a change in the ministry. Amen. God don't take the fivefold ministry away. But it just makes the church and all part the same thing. Amen. You're bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh. God put his mind in us all. He made us all
different.
Therefore, we no longer have to scold the church. Or rebuke the church and try to warn you not to be deceived. Because we'll all find the same
unbelief.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
When the preacher preaches, that's what God's been revealing in your heart. Because God has already put it in your heart before the preacher preaches.
Amen.
The church to you. We're one mind.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We become one. And then the word says we're no longer tossed to and fro. We don't have to worry about being saved.
Hallelujah.
We don't have to worry about come by somebody deceiving the member. Amen. We become bone of the bone, flesh of the flesh, and one another.
Amen.
All members baptized into one body. By one spirit, we're baptized into the body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Christ. Hallelujah. That puts us all in one body, male and female.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The ministry is doing the speaking. Amen. But every member believes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We don't have to get out here and beat the pulpit. We don't have to scold you. We don't have to constantly warn you. Because the same God that's dealing with us is dealing with you.
Hallelujah.
The Spirit of the Spirit. One man.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Double man in person,
in the church, another man. Because there was people coming around that weren't preaching the true gospel. Hallelujah. Amen. We had to stand and fight, defend it. But when we're united together in marriage, the Bible says we're no longer tossed to and fro.
Bible,
you and your wife has the same mind. When the preacher says something, the church says, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when Christ comes down as a mighty angel in Revelation,
so when Christ comes down as a mighty angel in Revelation,
he has a little book open in his hand. That's the ministry. Stand out here holding up the truth. God had gave it to the church and just after the prophet died. Hallelujah. He has some people that call the brand.
Amen.
God wanted us to know exactly where he will fit. So here stood Christ on the earth with the little book open. Amen. There was a time of silence. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God preached over his raised up another man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He raised up a man, Jeffersonville, Indiana, named Raymond Jackson. Amen. Amen. And he preached about him
Israel.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
When that kill seal was open, showed
that
Hitler
and I can kill him too.
They were slain for the word of God in the first part of that. In the first part of that seal. That was in 1939 to
45.
6 million Jews were
killed.
The first time I was born, the war, the world war took place.
Amen.
1939. Hallelujah. Amen. They didn't understand all about the Christ because God had blinded them. But they loved the word as far as it was shown to them. The word said they were blinded in part until God took out a Gentile people for his name.
Mawa kunena kuti wowa nali akhungu kufikira sobano uthemba unachosedwa kwa iwo kupita kwa Amidu.
Brother man opened the fifth seal.
Sobano izizi anazulula pamene mbale Branham. Anazekula chisindikizo cha sandwich
wili. Actually it was the lamb opening sand down to Brother Branham.
Anali mwana wa gosa kubwera kwa Brother Branham.
So he said there's another part that's not fulfilled yet.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Eating the fifth seal, you'll find when it was open, it said you must rest for a little season. Until your fellow servants be killed as you were. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God sent you prophets to earth and bring back the word of God to
you.
All that had to be cleared up before the marriage were united.
God sent Raymond Jackson to clear all that up for him.
And his job being done, God took him off the scene 2004.
Raymond Jackson in 2004.
Now the mighty angel speaks again.
Sobano, ngelo wankulu wakubwela, Sobano. Uzaya mkulansu.
God speaks again.
Mulungu wakuyankulansu.
He speaks and says to the bride now.
Sobano wakuyankulu wakwankwatibindi kunena kuti.
It's a voice of authorization.
Imene, ameno ndi mau awula mulilo.
Says, go take the little book.
Amen.
Everything had to be cleared up as the route the church came. Everything had to be cleared up in our mind as to what's going to happen to the Jews.
Amen.
Just like Joseph telling about his brethren. But he had a Gentile bride. All that being cleared up, then the voice fights them on. Saved to John. Now John being the type of the ministry and the bride.
Amen.
I heard Brother Brown and Brother Jackson speak of John being the type of the bride.
Amen.
Glory to God. Now the type of the bride as John represents in Revelation.
There's
the whole body of the church married together of one mind and one accord. All of one spirit. Bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, a marriage has taken place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The marriage of the ministry and the church and all John types of that. Then God says, now go get the little book. He says it's already cleared up what's going to happen to the Jews. All the church ages are cleared up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we've become one with each other. One mind, one mind. Baptized into one body by one spirit. Hallelujah. Now we're one. And then the voice speaks from heaven. Let's go there. Let's go to Revelation 10, pick up verse 8. This is the first day and hour of time we're living in.
So by no means go to how we manage
to come up. As the voice of authorization speaks from the Almighty.
Now by many man, we are going to talk about.
and tell John who is the type of the bride. Go get the little book now. At this time, the ministry and the church has become together, married together in one. Now watch, it's cleared up about you, the seals cleared up, and all this cleared up in our mind. And we're all one. And then watch what God said. Revelation 10, beginning verse 8. It says, and the voice which I heard from heaven speak to me again and says, go take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which stands upon the sea and upon the earth.
Muka tenga bukulo lokunyulula lonzanjalangelo
lapanyanja nibadziko. Now who's worthy to take the book?
I want
you to know God has done something to make us as worthy as He's worthy.
Amen.
Amen. He became sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God. Amen. The question was asked, who is worthy to take the book? And there was no one worthy except the Lamb. Now the book's brought to earth. And here's the Almighty looks down. And He recognizes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The bride in the earth that's been perfectly married to Christ. We become the wife of the Lamb and we're worthy. His wife is worthy. Because the Bible says we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Everything God has poured out of it. He has made you worthy by His own blood.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Verse 8 says go take the little book.
Verse 8 akunena kuti pita mukatenge bukulo lali ngonolo.
Verse 9 John got a revelation that he was worthy.
Atsono pa verse 9 Yohani alinalo funguluso lonena kuti iye ndi oyenera.
My angels are giving the book.
Zobala kupita kwa ngelo wa mkulu zolo kuti pasene bukulo.
Let me have this. I'm worthy.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He said God said I could have it and I give it to me.
Zobana iye kuna kuti Mulungu anenera kuti ndikonza kutenga ndi pasene.
Amen. Amen. Just like Moses promised Caleb a man. And when the children of Israel went in the land of Canaan and took the land, Joshua walked right up to Caleb. He said, give me now that man that Moses gave me. Hallelujah. Joshua said, it's yours. Hallelujah. That's what John says. He walks up to the angel and says, give me that book that God
said. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's read it. Verse
9.
And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book.
Ndipo ndinamuka kwangelo ndikunena naye ndipatse kaukuko.
And he said, take it.
Amen.
And eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth as sweet as honey.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Now the Almighty has spoken. So go get the book. He gave the bride courage and said, give it to me. And my angel said, take it.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And John said, I took the little book. Can you take the little book? Can you say today, I have taken the little book? I have claimed every promise that God made for me. I have claimed that righteousness of God. I claim to be the wife of the Lamb.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I took the little book out of the mighty angel's hand. I want you to know it came from the mighty angel's hand into the hand of the church. Works that I do, and greater shall you do because of the glory of the Father.
Amen.
He gives us the church.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up. No, she ate it up. He just did this table around.
I wouldn't want
it. I wouldn't Amen. He ate it.
Anaya.
Yes. He ate the whole
bride.
That's the bride accepting the whole word of God for this hour.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And it was in my mouth as sweet as honey.
And ipo kanali nkamwa mwanga kozuna ngati kuti
very soon as I had eaten, my belly was bitter.
And ipo mimba mudawawa.
Because it separates you from all ideas, creeds, and opinions, and ideas.
Chifukwa zinachotsa nzeru zonse, malingaliro onse, maganizo zonse.
Amen. You stand alone, just you and Christ.
Tsopano mumango ima inu ndi Kristi kubasi.
And everyone that believes the same stand with you as the body of Christ.
Amen. Ndiye wina aliye amene amakhulupirira chomwecho so ama ima ndi inu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He took it either, and then watch what he said unto him.
Ndiye tiyeni muone chimene akunena apa.
And he said unto thee, thou must prophesy again.
Amen. Ndipo ananena naye, uyenera iwe kuneneranso.
Before many people, tongued and king.
Vanhu onse ndi mitundu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. The whole church began to prophesy.
So vanhu mpingo onse uyamba sopano kunenera.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
His wife began to prophesy.
Kazi wake ayamba kunenera.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Joel spoke out, he said, "Your sons and daughters shall prophesy." Joel spoke out it.
Yeah, Johanna na kuti ana yoweli ananena kuti anano akazi ndi amuna azanenera.
Jesus spoke out it on the day of Pentecost.
Pedro ananena zimenezo matsula Pentecost. Kuti anano amuna ndi akazi azanenera.
Amen. But now it has come further than sons and daughters. It become your birth. It's his wife.
So pano zapitilira pa ana amuna ndi akazi koma ndi mkazi wake.
Amen.
Why they have the same mind that Christ
had. Kanzi wake ali ndi lingaliro lomwera limene Kristo ali.
That means the brothers and sisters get the same revelation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Speak out the inspirational words, brothers and sisters.
We are gula mau aku ya uzimu. Abare ndi alongo.
They'll be speaking the same thing in ministry. Speaking because they got one mind, one man.
We are gula chini chimozi muto miji chipati kandi ringali lolimozi.
Amen. When the sisters get together, amen. They can talk about the word.
Bamene dosi nukuma na bamozi kuta kumamba gula zama uamu.
Hallelujah.
Because we're married together and we're one. With God. Now he gives us the marriage supper to eat. That's the little book.
Yeah, we give us a candle. Now we put it in the
So Mozambique.
So Bano Mozambique.
Hallelujah! You're invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Hallelujah!
Come and eat then prophesy.
Amen.
Whatever language is in, we're eating. We're eating the marriage supper. Eating the word. It's a little book that fell down from heaven. And the Almighty God spoke with a voice of authorization.
And
said, "Go take the little book which is in the hand of the angel." And the whole body took.
Yetu virose linatenga.
Not just the ministry now.
Osa utumikoka.
Hallelujah, because the ministry and the bride been married together.
Chikwa utumiki ndi kwa timwi alumikizana pamodzi.
Which is typical of Christ in the whole entire body.
Chimene chikuimbira sokana Kristu kulumikizana ndi thupi lonse.
So if you're male or female, you're the bride of Christ.
Yenda kale mukhale mkazi, kapena mukhale mamuna, koma inuyo ndinu thupi limodzi.
If you're the ministry, if you're the people out here, you're the bride. He don't ask
male or female.
That shows complete marriage. So we're married to him. Let's eat the supper now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So God bless you again.
God bless you.
Amen. Work your way.